Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk hosts as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We will open up the phone lines, and we will take your calls about the Kansas City Royals. They just lost a game to the Milwaukee Brewers, who, coming into this series, were absolutely limping. You and I, Rob, started this week talking about keeping bad teams down. The Brewers, now, their opening series was on the road against the Yankees, and they got pounded in those games. They got pounded in game one by the Royals. That was one that you were kind of counting that you were going to win the series. The Royals did not win the series. We'll start with that here. If you want to chime in, you can do so. 913-586-7965. Now, I'm going to try to be measured in my commentary on this because we are talking about the first week of the season. I'm not here to overreact. I'm not here to tell you that all is lost with the Kansas City Royals, but I do think that we need to discuss what is going on with the team and the problems that I am seeing early on. Now, this does not mean that the Royals can't turn things around, get back to 500, make the postseason. All of those things are obviously possible. But we got to talk about the baseball game that we just watched and the early season data and information that we are accumulating with the Royals. Let's start with this. Rob, I'm going to read to you the lineup that the Royals put out there in their last game in 2024. This is the postseason. This was their last game. Michael Massey, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, Yuli Gurriel, MJ Melendez, Tommy Pham, Kyle Isbell, Mikel Garcia. That sounds a whole lot like the lineup that they currently have out there. Now, yes, you add Jonathan India, you add this piece, but for the most part, they have brought back the core and a lot of the complementary pieces to last year. I would say the Royals' biggest problem in the final 45 games of the season was their offense. All they've done is just continue the problem that they had at the end of the season. Now, it's early, but let me give you a stat. If you are incorporating the 6 games that the Royals have already played this season, if you take the Royals' last 30 games, the Royals have scored 88 runs in their last 30 games dating back to last season, with virtually the same parts and same pieces. Now, yes, there's context. Vinny Pasquantino didn't play in some of those games. He was injured. He also didn't play in yesterday's game because he was injured. Yes, they've added Jonathan India, and Jonathan India wasn't in some of those early games. Yes, I understand that the Royals have changed over these 30 games. They've scored 88 runs. I haven't read the text line, but I'm guessing there is complaints about a lot of different things. It's this guy in the bullpen. It's the call earlier today by the umpire to call the balk. Yes, things are not ideal. The Royals' biggest problem to me just seems very, very simple. They can't score. They can't score. They've scored 88 runs in their last 30 games. They've gotten great pitching performances in their last 30 games. They got a really solid pitching performance today. But if you can't consistently score three runs, there's no other conversation to have. You got shut out yesterday. You scored two runs today. You lost both games. It's not that hard to figure that out. 30 games. They've scored 88 runs. Now, this is where I think we can potentially be critical about the Royals. This was a problem at the end of the season. Now, I think the Royals tried. They wanted to go out there. They wanted to get a power bat. They wanted to get an impact bat. They wanted to give their lineup a little bit more punch. All of us looked at their outfield and said, hey, your outfield's a problem. Hey, MJ Melendez, Hunter Renfroe, Kyle Isbell, these guys are a problem. Hunter Renfroe had four strikeouts today. Four. Count them. Four. That's what he's done since he's gotten here, is strikeout. He had 84 strikeouts last season. He already has six in five games. That's what he does, is strikeout. Since Hunter Renfroe has been a member of the Kansas City Royals, we're talking about a guy who's hitting 219, a guy who has a below 300 on base percentage. Some of the Royals' early season problems are not that difficult to spot. They can't consistently score. They have too many holes in their lineup. That was a problem at the end of the season, and that is what got them eliminated from the postseason. That has been their biggest problem early on in this season, is that they cannot consistently score runs. So I'm happy we can take phone calls, we can read your text, whatever conversation you want to have about the Royals, but their problem seems very straightforward to me. At the end of the season, it was obvious that their offense was leaking oil. They have retained 85% of last year's offense. And some of the same problems are existing for this year's team. I looked up hits with runners in scoring position. Bobby is still Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny's helping out a little bit. Salvi's still helping out a little bit. That sounds like last year's offense. And that's kind of it for the Royals' offense. You don't get consistent production from really anybody else. And once you get outside the Royals' top four or five hitters, it is a choose-your-own-adventure for the upcoming season. So again, we can take text 913-586-7965. I do want to talk a little bit of Chiefs. The Chiefs told the NFL that they want to consistently play home games on Christmas. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit, but I want to continue our Royals conversation, 913-586-7965. Rob, that's the biggest thing to me. They've scored 88 runs in their last 30 games. If you are consistently scoring less than three runs a game, which the Royals have now for a month of games, and if we extrapolated this out even more, we probably, if we went to 45 games, we would find a very similar number. You're just not going to consistently win if you can't put up runs and score. Starting pitching hasn't been the problem. I don't think their bullpen, for the most part, has been the problem. What has been the problem for the Royals on April 2nd was the same problem for the Royals on October 2nd.
I agree with you. There is no need to panic. There is no need to, you know, pandemonium in the streets. None of those things. But I think it is fair to critique the offense that has come out slow. Now, do I think it's going to get better? Yes. I think this is just a bad stretch. Like, even the good Royals, 2014, 2015, went through bad stretches. I think that's what the Royals are doing. It just came out of the gate a little slow. But Vern on Friday, when he was on with us, talked about the big six. The Royals are going to come down to their big six. He talked about Perez and Vinny and Bobby and Reagans and Lugo in the rotation. Like, he had a six guys are of vital importance to the Kansas City Royals. It is six games, so take a grain of salt. One of those big six, Salvador Perez, is not hitting well to start the season. He's hitting 208. That's not good enough, including a strikeout in a major situation today. Vinny Pasquantino, more of the same. He is healthy now. He had a great opening day. Again, six games, so grain of salt, sample size, I get it. He's not hitting great to start the season. Bobby is Bobby, But even Bobby's good right now doesn't look like wow. And we're used to wow with Bobby. So I think if we're agreeing with Vern, there's a big six this team's going to rely on. Three of the big six on the offensive side are not coming out of the gate hot. Salvi hasn't been hot. Vinny hasn't been hot. Bobby hasn't been hot by Bobby standards. And that would make the offense scuffle. Jonathan India is holding up his end of the bargain. I think Mikel Garcia has exceeded expectations, again, very early. And this lineup was never going to be boppers 1-9. But if you're looking at big six, as Vern calls it, a third of it in the Royals lineup is not playing up to expectations early, which makes you think either A, they're all going to regress and the Royals going to be bad. And that's going to stink for everyone, but it's possible. Or these three are going to get going back to the expectation. Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby will be Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby. And we will have an offense that is not bad. And the starting pitching has looked okay. So I think if we're going to hold this team to they've struggled, let's point to the people who have struggled. It's the big three. It's Perez, Bobby, and Vinny.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, you're not being fair to Hunter Renfroe. Today was against a top 10 pitcher in the league. He was hitting well before he got hurt last year. Let's give him some time. Pitchers have the advantage this early on in the season. That's not where I am with Hunter Renfroe, respectively. We are in the middle of a two-year, $13 million contract. He had .229 last year. So far this season, he's hitting .143. Yeah, I'm fine with giving Hunter Renfroe time. I'm not here banging the drum to DFA Hunter Renfroe, but I mean, we are past 400 plate appearances for Hunter Renfroe. He has been a negative for you offensively since he has been here. An absolute negative for you. A team that we looked at their offense and we looked at their outfield. Hey, maybe they need to go get an outfield bat. And that was the one thing that I think people said that was missing from their offseason checklist. Jonathan India has been great. Jonathan India is hitting .320 right now. Eight hits and 25 at-bats. I don't have any criticism about Jonathan India.
He's on base all the time.
Jonathan India has been exactly what you thought he was going to be. Bobby Witt Jr., you're right. Not his normal, but I'm not worried about Bobby Witt Jr. at all. Vinny hit a home run on opening day. He needs to heat things up a little bit. Salvi, your big hitters are going to hit at some point. I mean, their outfield is exactly what we thought it was going to be. I mean, right now, Hunter Renfroe is hitting .111. He has two hits this season. Kyle Isbell's hitting .133 this season. MJ Melendez is hitting .077 so far. Doesn't have a home run. Doesn't have an RBI this season. Your opening day outfield has three RBIs through the first six games of the season. And they're hitting a combined .120. So if you want to find out how the Royals are under .500 right now, how they just lost a series to the Milwaukee Brewers, I mean, that's how they lost a series to the Milwaukee Brewers. Offensively, you are not going to consistently win at this level if you're scoring less than three runs a game. And for the last month of games, if you go back to last season, that is exactly what has been happening with this team. Rob was just referring to Vern when he was on the show last week. I want to play that for you, talking about the Royals relying on their big six. Here's Vern.
Well, those two, those are two of the big six, the baseline guys, where it's almost cancel Christmas if Lugo, Waka, Reagans, Bobby, Salvi, or Vinny are not very close to the guy that we saw a season ago. Yeah, okay, yeah, Lugo's season was an anomaly. Fine, Waka's 2024 was his best season in 7 years. It was the best year of Cole Reagans' life. It was one of the eight best years we've ever seen out of any shortstop in baseball history, so that's a lot to ask from Bobby Witt Jr. Now, Salvi's coming up on his 35th birthday. Can he really repeat what he did at the age of 34? You know, to me, Vinny's the guy I'm the most confident in his ability to duplicate what he did in 2024.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, are you including the runs from Monday? Yeah, no, that's their last 30 games, period. Like, dating back to last season, that is their last 30 games. They have scored 88 runs in those games. CDOT, I don't think that there's any reason to overly panic, but the schedule is a gauntlet the next few weeks, and we know how bad Aprils can set a tone for a season. I don't think that there's any reason to overly panic as well. I just think the Royals are, at least right now, it is early in the season, the Royals look to be the same version of what they had last season, and the strengths are going to be the strengths. Bobby Wood Jr. is one of the best players in baseball. You have one of the best young power hitters in baseball with Vinny Pasquantino. We are expecting that Salvador Perez is going to continue. Outside of that, they look like last year's team. They got really good, consistent starting pitching. They are reliant on their offense to get going at some point. I think their bullpen's fine. I don't think their bullpen has been a major issue. Their bullpen did not cost you the game today. Your bullpen didn't cost you yesterday. Your offense cost you. So I'm not saying that the sky is falling and it's reason to give up on the Royals for the entire season. I just think we have seen enough Royals baseball with this foundation of players, because it is essentially the same offense as last year, plus Jonathan India. There's not a whole lot of changes from last year to know that offensively it is going to be a bumpy ride. They are going to have a 7 to 10 day stretch where they go 8-2 and they look amazing during that stretch. They're also going to have offensive periods like this one where they really struggle to score runs, because the 5 through 9 in this lineup just isn't consistent enough. And if you don't have your big three carrying you, it looks offensively how the Royals look right now. That's how it looks. We saw this at the end of the season. Hey, if Bobby's not special and Vinny is not that, they don't have enough of an infrastructure to carry you offensively through some of those down periods. And one of those down periods is right now with the Royals. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's be joined by Kathy. She wants to talk a little Royals baseball. Hey, Kathy, how you doing this afternoon, evening? I don't even know where we at.
Kansas City.
Hey, Kathy, go ahead.
I'm just going to suggest that they try out the torpedo bats that the Yankees had last weekend, and they hit 15 home runs. So,
Kathy, you know what? That's a great idea. I appreciate you. Is there a way for us to get like a GoFundMe together that we can all come together to help get the torpedo bat? Who do you think needs the torpedo bat the most? I would say Hunter Renfro, but he had 4 strikeouts today. That's not going to help your hand-eye coordination. You would just be missing with the torpedo bats.
I mean, MJ Melendez has 1 hit this year.
He's got 1?
He has the same amount of hits as he has number on the back of his jersey. 1.
Okay. All right. Text line 913-586-7965. Vinny is not considered a top power hitter. He hasn't played a full year in Major League Baseball. I didn't call him a top. I said he's one of the best young power hitters. He was in line to hit 25 home runs and have over 100 RBIs. My issues right now are not with Vinny. My issues right now are not with him. My issues are we knew that the outfield was a problem. Everybody that watched the Royals last year said, hey, this is a problem. You should look out for this. This is an issue. And as we are watching the first week of the season, you can't tell me they were wrong about it. You can't tell me they were wrong. All the questions that you had about the Royals outfield, that is what we have seen so far through the first week of games for the Royals. Let's go back to the phone lines. Garrett called into the show. How you doing, Garrett?
I don't know how I feel about this team. All I got to say is this. I got a question and then like a little statement here. JJ Piccolo better hopefully have somebody in AAA starting to heat up. I know that I just saw Drew Watterson for the Psycho, but he's got to be a little bit more consistent. And also, he better jump the trade deadline like he did a year ago, because the Royals want to go further in the playoffs. They're going to need at least maybe 2 guys in the outfield that are power bats. You could probably survive with 1, but you really should have 2. And then I have a question. Which of the 3 has the shorter leash? Angel Serpa, MJ Melendez, or Hunter Renfro?
That's a great question. I appreciate the phone call. I think it's Hunter. I think out of those.
I don't think Serpa's on a short leash, for the record.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think it's coming down to those two. And can it be a tie? I mean, MJ Melendez is... I mean, we heard it preseason. They talked about how MJ was on a short leash because he has not been good. And Hunter Renfro hasn't been good either. I would say Memorial Day is kind of the date for both those guys. Maybe earlier, maybe Cinco de Mayo, just to point to a day on the calendar. It could be Day of Reckoning for those two.
Yeah, I think the big difference is, and I know we're up against it, I think the difference is this, though. MJ Melendez is 26 years old. Hunter Renfro is 33 years old. There's still some ability to salvage MJ Melendez's career. There's no question he is struggling right now at the plate. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when saying that about MJ Melendez. Hey, man, if you're 33 years old and this is your, what, seventh team? Like, how much more time do we think Hunter Renfro has left as a Major League Baseball player? Like, tomorrow, if the Royals just DFA him and say, we are done and we are willing to eat the $5.5 million that we are paying you this season, we don't care what team you go play for. Are we sure the Hunter Renfro gets picked up? Or is he somewhere on a minor league contract and maybe he gets another chance in the league? Like, Hunter Renfro has probably less than 18 months left playing Major League Baseball. Just in theory. He's 33 years old. This is his seventh team. He's not hitting offensively. He's not a great enough defensive player that you're willing to just carry a guy that's going to hit 210 for you, that doesn't really hit for a lot of power and doesn't drive in runs. He ain't that good defensively. Are we sure that tomorrow, if the Royals gave up on Hunter Renfro, that he's instantly getting picked up? Someone would give MJ a chance if that happens. Someone would, hey, you're 26. They were doing this thing wrong. You got some skill sets. You got an athletic build. We think we can turn this thing around. I think at this point the Royals are simply carrying Hunter Renfro. We can keep your phone calls coming up on the other side. 913-586-7965. The Royals are 2-4 on the season. They have lost both rubber games after being 1-1 in the series. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, Mia here at the winnings desk of the Missouri Lottery.
We're talking about the Kansas City Royals. If you go back to last season, the Royals have scored 88 runs in their last 30 games. They have scored 2 runs in their last 20 innings. Someone texted in, CDOT, we started last year 2-4, so I am not panicking either. But with their offense, I am a little bit concerned. I don't think there's any reason to panic about the Royals. I hope you guys don't hear panic in my voice or in my tone, because I don't feel that. My only point about the Royals at this point is I haven't seen so far in the first week of the season really much growth from this Royals team. They feel like the same team they were at the end of the year, a team that struggles to score and a team that was slightly below 500 when they played anybody that wasn't the Chicago White Sox last year. Now, what does that mean for this upcoming season? It's super early. Let's give it a little bit of time. I don't think that Bobby Witt Jr., for example, is going to hit 240 this season. So I think he'll figure things out. I don't think that Salvador Perez is going to hit 208 this season. Vinny Pasquantino right now is hitting under 200. I think you are going to get more contribution from your big three than you've gotten so far. And I think at this point, it's fair to put Jonathan India in that conversation. I don't have many questions about the Royals 1-5. I don't have many questions about them. I got questions about the rest of their lineup. And how consistent can those guys be? Because what I think has happened for the Royals over the last 30 games or so is you can count on Bobby. Bobby has 3 RBIs, and you know he's going to turn things around. You can count on Vinny Pasquantino. You can count on Salvador Perez. How many other guys in this lineup do you feel like you can count on where if one or two of your big three slumps, you got a couple of guys that can round out the bottom half of your lineup that can rising tide lift all boats that can carry you in this situation? You cannot count on anyone right now in your offense to do so, or in your outfield, excuse me. You cannot count on anyone in your outfield to carry you if you are in a problem. You cannot rely on MJ Melendez offensively. You cannot rely on Hunter Renfro offensively. You can't rely on Kyle Isbell, at least not so far at this point of the season. And I think that's their biggest problem right now.
That's fair. But here's, maybe we're saying the same thing, we're just looking at it a little different. I'm going to hold 1-5 the standard if they need to be those guys. Jonathan India has been that guy. Bobby's been fine. I'm not going to insult Bobby. He just hadn't been, whoa, Bobby. Vinny's been just eh to start the season. He had a great opening day. He hit the homer. He had a, like, he had a great singular game. Outside of that, Vinny, now he's dealing with an injury. He hasn't been to our expectation, and neither has Salvi. So I don't disagree with you. They need more from Melendez. They need anything from Melendez, Renfro, Isbell. They need something from that barren wasteland. But part of the Royals' plan, and maybe it's a flawed plan, is that there's those top five would be the rising tide. Right now, that tide's not rising, and it makes the other players look worse because the guys that we thought would be guys aren't holding up their end of the bargain. And I'm not trying to discount Isbell Melendez's badness offensively, but Vinny hitting sub 200, again, through six games, is almost more concerning to me because that's one of the guys that you had put in the let's make him a checkmark category, and he's iffy to start the season.
Let's head to the phone lines right now. Gene wants to talk some Royals baseball. Gene, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, good, brother. I'm not worried about the Royals, but I like this comment, bona fide scrub. I think that's Isabel, and I think that's Renfro. They need to go. I'm surprised we even carried him over to this year. They went into so many slumps last year, and Melendez is borderline scrub because he can't figure it. I think it's all mental for him, and I think he's breaking himself down inside. And I think manager Q, he needs to manage the pitching a little bit better too. I think using so many pitchers and so many, they'll let guys carry it a little bit longer also. I'll listen to your comments. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Have a good one, guys.
No problem, G-Man. I appreciate it. The only thing I would say is you just mentioned the entire outfield and called them all bona fide scrubs. It was literally opening day. That was their entire starting outfield is what it was. So that's where they are. Someone on the text line, C-Dot, every team has average or below average hitters. Do you expect the Royals to be the Dodgers? No, I don't expect the Royals to be the Dodgers. I just think the Royals are, I think we know what the Royals are at this point. And until proven otherwise, the Royals are an 83-win baseball team, an 83-85-win baseball team. That team is going to have some flaws. They're going to get hot at some point and go on a run, and they're going to get cold at some point. So at least my biggest observation is just if you wanted to see progress from the Royals, that might be a little bit delayed at this point. And they're going to need to see progress from the back half of their lineup because that's where I think the problems currently stem from. Their rotation has been good. If you had some questions coming in about this rotation, I don't know what questions you could have after seeing them go around one time. All of them. I guess Cole Reagan's first start wasn't great, but he's been pretty good in the second one. Their rotation is as advertised. Cole Reagans is still one of the best pitchers in baseball. Lugo was really good. Bubich was great in his first start, a guy who hasn't started for a while. And Michael Lorenzen, if you're looking at him as a potential X factor for your team, he had a pretty good first start for this team. I think their starting rotation has been exactly what we expected it to be, and they have given you a chance to win every single game. You thought that coming into the season, that the Royals are not going to be outpitched by too many teams. You're going to be able to line up wherever you are in your rotation, your 3-4-5, your 2-4, wherever you are in any three-game set, you are going to have a chance to win every single day because of their rotation. That's what we've seen so far in the first week of the season. That's what we saw for 6 months last year with the Royals rotation.
I also think, as someone who came on here and had questions on the bullpen, I think they are largely – the pieces in the bullpen that you expected to be good have been good. Estevez, good. Hunter Harvey, good. Lucas Erceg, really good. Like, the guys that we were preseason saying, oof, they got three big ones, not HDH, no one's HDH, but three where you feel like, oh, you have a real good bullpen, those three have been good. Zerpa's been a little up and down. Sam Long's been a little up and down. That's the nature of bullpens. But the people that the Royals were relying on to hammer down games have been really good to start the season. The question, which it was a question we had in December, it's going to be a question we have all season, is the offense going to be enough to carry this team? I think once Bobby gets going, I think that will be the rising tide. But right now, they're 2-4 because their offense can't score enough. It's that simple. And I had a question for the bullpen. They have answered those questions.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll take a little bit of a detour. Let's talk a little bit of football. The Chiefs have asked the National Football League. The Chiefs want to play every home game on Christmas. I think the NFL has been pretty clear that Christmas is now a part of their television plan. They signed up for 2 games last year on Netflix. Those games did really well on Netflix. They have signed up for more games. I assume those games are going to be heavily rated. They also have a third one because this is a Thursday, so Amazon gets their normal one game. At least the streaming companies, they want a game every single Christmas, and the Chiefs have asked to be a home game on every single Christmas. We'll ask you guys how you feel about this. I'll give you my reaction coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.